Northern Wars by Quentin Black. Read by Frank Coles. Dedication to Holly. You knew I needed you before I had anything to offer you. Prologue. Out of every 100 men, 10 should not even be there. 80 are just targets. 9 are the real fighters. And we are lucky to have them, for they make the battle. Ah, but the one. One is a warrior, and he will bring the others back. Heraclitus, Greek philosopher. Chapter 1. Connor knew that to simply deny his hate would be futile. He would have to focus on his actions so the intense emotion would observe from the background, rather than interfering with what he had to do. As unfit and inept at one-on-one unarmed combat he suspected his uncle might be, his father's older brother was still a big, strong man with adrenaline-wide eyes. In the after-hours quiet of the Buxton Arms, he and cousins Tom, older than him, Luke, and the twins Curtis and Charlie had formed a loose semicircle facing their uncle and head of the Ryder crime family, Derek. A copy of a 300-year-old picture of a tavern scene hung on the wall behind Derek, with one of the card-playing, beer-supping men in it looking out at the spectacle that was about to unfold. The corpse of Brendan Chapel, an associate of Derek's, lay to one side. They had asphyxiated him with a plastic bag. Connor held a pistol aimed at Derek and said,
"Tom, play the recording. The first voice is a corrupt copper named Stephen Mann."
The recording began to play from Tom's phone.
"They can't to live to tell this tale. The money I'm giving them there is plenty. Besides, where are they going to can't stay in Bradford. Aziz would have them torn up. How are you going to get him into the moors without him telling anyone? If even one person knows you've asked him there, they'll know you are behind it. If I ask my brother to come alone and not tell anyone, he won't. All that, a man is only as good as his word, the pious cunt. He'll be bang, bang. I'll take over, and you will get paid more. Think anyone will suspect? What? That I have my brother killed? I'll make sure people's eyes look over to Bradford."
The recording clicked off. It was the third time he had heard it, except this time, the tremor did not reach his hands.